#Introduction. Welcome to stage one of our course. Leveraging Business Intelligence for Operational Excellence. A journey for operations managers. In this stage, we will embark on a journey to understand the fundamentals of business intelligence. Commonly referred to as BI. As operations managers, it's crucial to grasp the concepts and significance of BI. Especially when making informed decisions that drive organizational success. By the end of this session, you will confidently define BI, recognize its essential components, and comprehend the BI process, setting a solid foundation for your continued exploration in this vital discipline. Main content. Definition of business intelligence. BI. Let's start with the basics. Business intelligence refers to the technologies, applications, and practices for the collection, integration, analysis, and presentation of business data. The goal of BI is to support better business decision-making. In simpler terms, BI transforms raw data into meaningful information that helps organizations make strategic decisions. Think of it as the lens through which you can view the performance of your operations, allowing you to see patterns, trends, and insights that can guide your actions. For example, imagine a logistics manager using BI to track delivery times and identify inefficiencies. This insight could lead to improved route planning and reduced costs. Importance of BI in decision making. Why is BI so important in decision-making? In today's fast-paced business environment, relying solely on intuition is no longer sufficient. BI provides a data-driven approach that enhances accuracy and mitigates risks. For instance, consider a retail manager who uses BI tools to analyze customer purchasing trends. By understanding what products are in demand, they can stock inventory more effectively. Ultimately, increasing sales and customer satisfaction. BI empowers you to make decisions based on solid evidence rather than guesswork. Additionally, BI helps organizations identify emerging trends and potential challenges before they escalate, allowing for proactive rather than reactive strategies. For example, a manufacturing company might use BI to analyze production data, enabling them to anticipate machine maintenance needs and prevent costly downtime. Key components of BI. Data collection, analysis, reporting. Now, let's delve into the key components of BI. Data collection, analysis, and reporting. Each component plays a critical role in the BI process. Data collection involves gathering information from various sources. Be it sales data, customer feedback, or market trends. This data is then analyzed using statistical tools and techniques to uncover insights. Finally, reporting involves presenting this information in a way that is easily understandable, often through dashboards or visual reports. Together, these components ensure that the right information is available at the right time to support decision-making. For instance, a company might collect data from its sales team, analyze the performance against targets, and generate a report that highlights areas for improvement, enabling the management to make informed adjustments to sales strategies. Understanding data sources. Internal versus external. Understanding where data comes from is crucial in BI. We categorize data sources into two main types, internal and external. Internal data originates from within the organization, such as sales records or employee performance metrics. External data, on the other hand, comes from outside the organization, including market research reports or social media analytics. Both internal and external data play a pivotal role in providing a comprehensive view of your operations and market dynamics. For instance, combining customer feedback from your internal database with external market trends can give you a fuller picture of evolving customer preferences. An example of this might be a restaurant using internal data on customer satisfaction surveys, alongside external data from online reviews to improve their menu offerings. The buy process. Data mining, data visualization, data analysis. Lastly, let's explore the buy process itself. This process includes data mining, data visualization, and data analysis. Data mining involves sifting through large amounts of data to identify patterns or relationships. For example, a company might use data mining to discover that customers who buy a certain product often purchase another specific item together. Data visualization takes these findings and represents them visually, making complex data easier to understand at a glance. Tools like graphs and charts can help stakeholders quickly grasp key insights. Finally, data analysis interprets the visualized data, drawing conclusions that inform business strategies. Together, these steps ensure that organizations can not only gather data but also interpret and act on it effectively. For instance, a business might visualize sales trends over time to identify peak seasons and allocate resources accordingly. Conclusion. As we conclude this stage, we have laid the groundwork for understanding business intelligence and its critical role in operational excellence. You have learned to define BI, recognize its key components, and understand the processes that underpin effective BI strategies. This knowledge is not just theoretical. It is a powerful tool that can elevate your decision-making and enhance your career as an operations manager. Reflection questions. 1. How can you apply the BI concepts learned today to improve decision-making in your current role? 2. Reflect on a time when you relied on intuition rather than data. How might BI have changed that decision? 3. What internal and external data sources do you currently utilize? And how can they be enhanced to support your BI efforts? Thank you for joining me in this foundational exploration of business intelligence. I look forward to continuing this journey with you in the next stage.